Friday, September 9th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to two different stories from two different parts of the world. And while these are not polar opposites, they are trending in two different distinct directions. First out of the Epic Times, Harry, California Democrats have passed legislation to create a transgender sanctuary state. Harry, the ramifications of this bill, if Governor Newsom signs it into law, are horrendous.
Well, Tom, remember, they have already passed legislation that would make California an abortion sanctuary state. In fact, a sanctuary destination state. And so now they've gone to the next level of the LGBTQ culture war, the promotion of sexual anarchy, and decided that we're going to be the sanctuary state for you too. And they actually do name my state, Alabama, because Alabama has outlawed certain surgeries in the name of gender reassignment in the lives of teenagers and has set an age limit where people can make such a decision, and that is age 19. Tom, I can't even talk about these surgeries on our podcast. It would be inappropriate. It's distasteful. But that has now become the law of the land in California. These laws also extend from the child getting to the state to if one of the parents who desires the child to get these surgical and chemical treatments can get the child to California, then they will protect them against kidnapping charges by providing legal sanctuary to them. These laws and these attempts to create California as an LGBTQAI plus sanctuary are going to be challenged. You can almost see the myriads of lawsuits that are going to be enacted by families, by organizations, and by states when they come to extradite people on kidnapping charges. Tom, when I go up to Westminster Seminary, I like to travel by train. I just enjoy doing that. And I go past this place with the sign of the Mason-Dixon line. And of course, that just brings back all kinds of memories of the compromise attempt to accommodate chattel slavery, which should have been eradicated by law and never allowed in the first place in our nation. Having said that, it was interesting that Abraham Lincoln really initiated his presidency with a biblical declaration that's a direct quote of Christ that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Well, we're in that same place again, but it's not a geographical line. It is an ideological line. And so you've got states in the Northeast, you've got states in the far West, and then you've got the sprinkling of regions in which the LGBTQAI agenda is not only being promoted, but is being promoted with the target upon children in the educational process, and you see it with states like my state, Alabama, that criminalizes these surgical assaults upon children who are grappling with gender dysphoria or who are being groomed by the promoters of the LGBTQAI agenda in the school systems. And then you've got the state of California that's creating a sanctuary for it. Tom, this can't continue. Somewhere along the line, something has got to happen. I've given my life to the preaching of the gospel so that when people understand what sin is and then understand the glory of God's grace, the same grace that forgives us of sin is the same grace that transforms the mind, and we get back to clarity of biblical thinking in terms of these matters of the pillars of a society, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of family, the sanctity of sexuality within marriage. To return to that is, of course, the great desire. But now we see this movement in California, these irreversible acts, and we're already seeing, even in Europe, the backing away from its original embrace of the LGBTQAI movement and all of the political ramifications and lethal consequences. In Europe, you can see Europe pulling back from it while we're going headlong into it. And what is, up until recently, the 15th largest economy in the world, and that's the state of California.
Harry, let's go from California across the pond to Great Britain. On Tuesday of this week, Queen Elizabeth officially requested Mary Elizabeth Truss to serve as her prime minister. Interestingly, if you look at where Truss stands on the issue we've just been talking about, the LGBTQ plus agenda, particularly as it applies to transgenders, she has announced the idea that people can self-identify as not sensible. No, a woman is a woman, she said. I believe in treating trans people with respect. I believe that is important, but we should not confuse that with being clear in our language.
So the Queen has met with this woman who was overwhelmingly elected out of the Parliament to be a Prime Minister. She's in the Conservative coalition. She will be the third female Prime Minister. Some compare her favorably, of course all of this is yet to be seen, to the leadership convictions of a Margaret Thatcher, which of course is not where she was earlier in her life. Early in her life, her parents were far left and she went to Oxford, was quite the leader in the leftist movement there in Oxford, and was even anti-royalist. Great Britain needed to do away with the monarchy. It was expensive, it was unnecessary, and indefensible. Well, she's changed her mind on that. She's become, as you can see by her political identification, much more conservative politically and economically, and even to some degree morally, although she claims to be a Christian, but does not participate in the Church of England. And the news has been now resurrected of her previous affair with a parliamentarian. That parliamentarian, out of that affair, lost his family, but Miss Truss and her husband were able to reconcile, and they've continued their marriage to this day. And both have declared that they have no comments on that, that that's been dealt with, it is behind them. She does not get high marks from the LGBTQAI organizations, although she also does not get high marks from those who are concerned about establishing in public policy a Christian world and life view. But she has made certain statements, such as the one that you just said, that we know what a person's gender is. And while she has concern and compassion with those going through gender confusion, we know what a woman is, we know what a man is, and she says for sanity and scientific accuracy, we need to continue to so establish our policies. She also was opposed to Brexit, has now come to promote Brexit as a benefit to Great Britain because it enables them to unite their economic and foreign policy together. Tom, you cannot miss the fact that Europe in general and Great Britain in particular were headlong in the embrace of the LGBTQAI policy promotions. Now they've got all these lawsuits related to it, and you can see them pulling back politically while we in America have one section of our country that says, hey, we're going to vote for sanity in these matters, that we need marriage, we need family, we need a sexual ethic, and we need common sense, scientifically accurate gender clarity. And then we have other states that are still wholeheartedly promoting and propagating immorality, such as California. And of course, I know the listeners are saying, well, I know what Harry's going to say next. You do know what I'm going to say next. We are in need not simply to come to political sensibility. We are in greater need for heart transformation through the work of the gospel. Now, there is a transformation that's glorious and true. Instead of the fabrication of transgenderism, there is the glorious truth that Jesus Christ can give you a new record, a new heart, and a new life. And instead of lethality in a culture of death, we can have a culture of life.
There have been periods of time in world history and in our nation's history where God brought great revival and outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which led to a widespread positive response to the good news of Jesus Christ. Harry examines biblical revival as seen in both the Old and New Testament in his 20-part series, Revive Us Again, Revival in Biblical Perspective. To order this sermon set, go online to briarwood.org/revival. Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.